Ah, yes, the listening pleasure of the fruits of the Rosie on the House producer labor. Very nicely done. Mike, who's actually out. The Jackrabbits back in South Dakota. We have DJ on the board running the electronics. No stranger to Rosie on the House. Behind the screen, we have Stephanie Acuna, call screening, who's with us from the ASU Broadcaster School. Walter Cronkite. Yes, talk about a brain fart there. And we have to the left, Stan Zumbrunnen, Master of Homeowner Relations for Rosie on the House.
Good morning.
In front of us, we have a couple guests in. You just heard it. Blue Sky Pest Control, Curtis Wilhelm. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you. Your specialty?
Pest control, bugs. We're here to get rid of the bugs.
And then we have Cody Pace.
Yeah, Cody Pace here. Specialty, bug nerd.
Bug nerd.
And yeah, pretty
it's a little bit more official than that. I mean, it's called
Associate Certified Entomologist.
Thank you. That sounds better than bug nerd. It may not know more, but it just sounds better.
Yeah. Well, that's what my wife calls me, so.
Perfect. If you follow along in the Arizona Republic article, it's particularly funny today. This is the first time, gentlemen, I think that I ever recall since we've been in the Arizona Republic. Every Saturday as the broadcast comes out, we have a article on what's going on, that there hasn't been a picture. There was at least six or seven pictures I remember scrolling through. I guess they didn't want to put rats in there. So it's a complete text article for the first time. I'm guessing why. That's not exactly something you want to start Saturday morning with at the paper while you're eating your breakfast. And
no
nice
rats, no arachnids, and you know, no creepy crawlers, huh?
No. But in the article, it's more than just pets. We talk about large animals, rodents, coyotes, javelinas, and we even cover big game. Next hour, we will even have Arizona Game and Fish, the urban wildlife specialist, Darren Julian, on the line with us. And between now and then, we've got Blue Sky Pest Control. We've already got calls lined up at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tom in Green Valley has a question already on how to get rid of squirrels in the attic. So we'll see how our professionals here can help talk him through. And an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. It's the Rosie on the House show. We also take questions about home improvement, how to, anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We just bring a different topic to you every single Saturday, along with a myriad of professionals throughout the Arizona landscape. Speaking of Arizona, Jay Harper just walked out. He's on his way to his nursery. He is a third-generation landscape gardener. These gentlemen before me have a long Arizona history, as I understand, as well. Curtis?
I actually don't. I'm a transplant. But
I'll turn your microphone off. Sorry, it was Nate. Nate behind me, who's a little mic shy. He's a little mic shy, but how many? Show me your fingers. Fourth generation. Outstanding. And Cody?
I win. Seven.
Seven.
Oh, my gosh.
So my children are seventh generation Chandler, and on the other side, I'm sixth and seventh generation Arizona on my father's side. So
big Arizona history here with us today. Well, we're starting off the show with a special guest who is actually, I just bragged about Arizona, but he's joining us from British Columbia because his name's Alan Spiegelman, and he represents one of the funnest products, the best $80 entertainment I've ever spent in my life. It's called the Scarecrow, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the benefit that has for outyard control. Alan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for taking time to join us. First off, the company name is Contec.
Yes, Contec. We're based out of, as you said, Victoria, British Columbia in Canada. But actually, the biggest part of our company is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So the U.S. is our biggest market.
And the products, basically, well, you tell me.
Sure. The Scarecrow is a great way to keep all kinds of pests away from squirrels up to deer and larger animals. And it combines two things, a motion sensor, like you might have on a home alarm system, with a sprinkler. So what you basically do is point the Scarecrow at any area that you want to protect, usually it's something like a flower bed or an area in your garden that the critters are getting into. When something moves in front of it, any kind of living animal that gives off heat, it works the sprinkler for just a few seconds. So it shoots a startling burst of water, and whether you've got a deer, raccoons, the neighbor's dog, whatever it is, it startles them away quickly. So no chemicals, no big ugly fence, and you get to protect your garden.
And the great thing is if you have a big garden, you can daisy chain these.
That's right. The Scarecrow protects about 1,200 square feet, which is, you know, adequate for many people's use. But if you've got, as you said, a larger area, or you want to protect multiple places, maybe you've got a pond and a flower bed and a particular hedge that that the animals get into, you can run a few of them off of the same garden hose.
And why I say it was one of the best $80 investments for entertainment I've ever spent is people come over, they see the garden, say, hey, what do you have growing? I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll go grab us some iced tea, go check it out. Got the camera ready right there, hit record. They walk out there going to check it out.
You become a rock star on YouTube if you video it.
Our customers make better videos than our marketing team ever could. People have a lot of fun with the product, and that's one of the big complaints is it got me. It works, right? It doesn't differentiate between a deer and a mailman, and we get great stories from customers who have used it to keep teenage daughters from escaping out their windows at night, all kinds of creative.
You can't tell friend from foe, huh?
Exactly. You move, it sees you.
Now, one of the great things about using this in a garden application is when is most of the damage done to your garden? When you're not there, or when you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
This works at night.
You're very right. It's an infrared sensor, so again, it looks at heat. It doesn't need daylight to operate. So it's day or night, as long as temperatures are above freezing, which is an issue for us here. I don't think it's as much of an issue for you in Arizona, but it works 24/7. As you said, that's one of the great things. And the other is, you know, people, more and more, they don't want to be using chemicals, or, you know, you can put on various kinds of liquids or granules, but those need reapplication. And in most cases, animals get used to it, whereas just the quick startling burst of water is incredibly effective. It uses about 2 cups of water, so this isn't a sprinkler in the sense of it's not an irrigation system. It's 2 cups of water that, you know, shoots the deer or whatever in the side of the head. And it's just enough to make them want to go to your neighbor's yard instead.
And I tell you what, I say this about a lot of things, but this is one of those products I wish I'd have been in. It's so simple in its design and its use, but so effective in its function. One of the other products that Contact has, we're talking rats today. Tell us about the new Nuski line y'all have on the market.
Sure. So Nuski is an alternative for rodent control, different than your regular snap trap and getting away, again, from poisons and glue boards and that sort of thing. Nuski uses a very powerful small latex ring, and it stretches the ring over the opening of the trap. The mouse or the rat smells the bait, put on a little bit of peanut butter or whatever, and when it puts its head in to start nibbling, it releases the ring, and it very quickly, bloodlessly, effectively suffocates the mouse or the rat. If you know anything about rodents, they're incredibly tough. You can drop a rat from 3 stories up, and it will literally bounce and walk away. But their Achilles heel is any kind of compression around their neck or their chest area. And so this basically works with that. So no snapped fingers, no worrying about having, you know, open snap traps when you've got maybe kids or pets around, no poisons that are not terribly effective, bad for the environment, bad for anything that eats the mouse or the rat after. So it really is a much better, cleaner, and more humane way to control rats and mice.
And the glue sticky traps, you don't have to worry about picking up a live mouse on a glue sticky trap.
Exactly. Those are nasty.
Well, that's one of the few products that y'all have that actually does eliminate. Most of it are deterrents. Y'all have great products for keeping birds away. My favorite is the cat stop. Nothing like keeping a cat away from spraying a certain area. It's very well worth looking into. But the website, you've got to watch for that hyphen.
That's right. It's www.contech, spelled C-O-N-T-E-C-H, and then hyphen I-N-C, like ink, .com.
Alan Spiegelman. Go ahead.
You can also go to Nuski, N-O-O-S-K-I.com. as well to see information on that one, or scarecrow.com.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning in British Columbia. What's the weather like there?
A little bit overcast, probably not quite as warm as you have.
Probably not. Probably a little greener, I would think.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year.
So, thanks for your time this morning, sir.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Yes, sir. That scarecrow, no stranger to Rosie on the House. We've mentioned it many times over the years, and we're glad to finally get the producer on to tell us a little bit more about it. It really is a lot of fun. I give them as gifts for people that I know have them. My uncle let me stay in his, as we called the pleasure palace when I was building my home, he in his guest wing, and he had this problem with rabbits and got him a few of those we put out, and they worked very effectively until he really wanted to hit the rabbits hard for eating his grass. He put in synthetic grass and really
he wanted
to starve him out.
You think talking about that thing using a couple of cups of water, how long does the spray last? Is it it's a ratcheting that's it, huh?
That's it.
Just a couple of seconds. Huh?
That is. Okay. And you really get to see how fast people can move.
And what's the range? How far away does the object have to be? Do you know?
Come see my garden.
I'll be right there.
Does it hit people in the side of the head like it does the deer?
Like
you said?
I said, you get all how fast you move.
And how tall you are.
But it's about a 35 foot from sprinkler to the end of the water. But really, it just depends on how you walk up to it.
Sure.
If you're coming up from the far side, you've got time to move. But if you walk past it at the source,
you're toast.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Call the Cajun Carpenters now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.